Blog Talk Radio.
And you don't stop, keep it on. You don't stop, keep it on. Where the party at?
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday. Everybody's here on time and ready to talk about everything that we're going to talk about tonight. So good evening to all of my co-hosts, Taylor, Medisa, Andre, and Ron are in the building.
First of all, I don't appreciate that you put Taylor's name in front of me and Ron. We're here on time and Friday.
You know what?
Jesus.
Why do you have to be so extra all the time? You need a hobby. You need something to do besides being extra.
You think I was going to let you slide with this jibber jabber? You were talking in the office the other day. You must be glad I ain't took the desk over.
So, ding, 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 ding.
I'm ringing no bell. Nigga, you got on clothes. You got on clothes. Are you naked? You in the bed? Get your ass up. Talk about some damn. You got almost went to bed. I wish you would. Don't get tired.
I was in bed at 9 o'clock. But
this
anyway. Welcome to the code. As you see, we have had a long, interesting week. The lines have been drawn in the office space. Guys on one side, and me and Medisa, and then Taylor were all on one side, and I was just in the middle. This is the code. We drink, we curse, you say inappropriate things because we are your inappropriate friends on your Friday night. And
goddamn right, we
yeah.
Drink, we
Let her finish.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we may not be your cup of tea, but we are Hennessy to someone. Hey, y'all.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody?
Hey.
What's going on, people?
Good Lord.
What's
hey. My boyfriend.
Hey, girlfriend.
And we are glad that Medisa is here with us this evening. Hope that she is. You will start to get better soon, and we just glad you're here. So just
yeah, I gotta say,
Let me get some neck for a check.
Ron.
Wait a minute. That one took me out. I was in the middle of the pharmacy doing something. And I read that. Oh, that one took me out in the middle of the stuff.
Oh,
let me put
God.
It in for some yen.
I can't.
Wow.
You know what? That's not fair. Don't be talking about these issues.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Make him cramp for a stamp.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, to get some people some background about these jokes, Ron was telling us how to make some money with our stuff. So, my favorite seems to be, you know, a little neck for a check. That would be my favorite. That would be. But anyway, there were so many. And then he just said one for some chin for some yen. Really, Ron? I cannot. Shoot.
Wait a minute. He said, let him wet it for the credit.
Yeah.
Wrong,
okay,
and
so that's
James.
Oh, what
I said? Oh, yeah. Dame beso por la peso.
Shut up. And then he gave some Spanish.
Just in case you bilingual. Just in case you bilingual.
Okay. Well, now you're going
to. I cannot. So, but this is not what we're talking about tonight. Tonight we are talking about toxic relationships, whether they are friendships or relationships, they can be toxic. Mm. We are talking about how people get into them, how people can get out of them, the bullshit that people put us through in them. I think the example that was given was there's a young lady who has a baby daddy. She doesn't like boys anymore. Right? Am I correct? She doesn't like boys anymore, but she doesn't want to get in a relationship with another woman. But you don't even like boys no more. Like, bitch, sit down. But
okay.
Anyway.
Exactly. She don't even know what morning wood feel like. Like,
why?
You know what I'm saying? Not unless her girlfriend go to sleep with her strap on. But that ain't considered morning wood. That's plastic. That shit don't work like that. Nah.
You
know, I couldn't understand for the life of me how this was working, and I always was curious about this. Like, how did you even get mixed up in this? Now, there's another situation. There's a friend of mine also. Now, she didn't mess around and got married. Okay, you've known each other for 6 months. Okay, let's just call it state of state. Y'all been together for 6 months. The dick was good. So then all of a sudden, y'all going to get married. Okay? Come to find out, he just full of nothing.
What kind of fucking friend you got, Kelly?
So she married him because he got that fucking huh?
Just full of nothing.
Wait a minute.
That's all it is.
When you say he's full of nothing, what do you mean he's full of nothing? Expand on
he
that.
He ain't got nothing. He don't know nothing. He can't go get nothing. He can't fix nothing. He can't do nothing. He just full of nothing.
He don't got a
job.
Now,
evidently, he was full of something because he was giving her that dick and she fell in love with it like an idiot.
He got that.
Hold on.
Two questions. Does he have a job?
No.
All right. Does he have children?
They have children together. Yep.
They have. Wait. How do they have children to get a billion with each other 6 months?
Exactly.
So she got pregnant the first night.
That don't make no sense. It takes longer than 6 months to have a child.
No, what I'm saying, they dated for 6 months. Then they got married. So now, fast forward to now, she done moved out, okay? She wants a divorce. He refused to sign the divorce papers. Old girl, then she done gotten a whole nother relationship. Whole nother relationship. She got a kid with this dude now.
Damn. Wow.
So basically, he on that temptation. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
So she knew this motherfucker and his situation before she got married. So she just as much to blame as him.
Now,
the
thing was that he was okay. He was okay when they got together, meaning that he had a job and things was okay. But I guess after they got married, he was like, well, fuck this shit. I ain't about to do nothing but get up
you
in his butt, and that's
oh,
it.
Oh, you know he was. I mean, did he lose his job or did he quit?
Now, that I don't know. But more than likely, I think he just quit.
And he probably, the thing is that he probably, you know how some people be like, okay, I'm going to do everything I can to get the person. To make them think that I'm on their team, and then once you get them, that motherfucker flips the script and be like, oh, I'm doing stuff. No, I want you to do the same shit you did in the beginning throughout the relationship. You know what I mean? Like, that's what these niggas be out here doing, and females too. They be out in these streets lying and playing games and putting on the front, acting like they this person, drawing the next person in, and then they ain't shit.
Next thing you know, you done messed around and fell in love. Now you got a whole kid with this idiot. Now come to find out, they ain't even worth a penny.
Oh,
they ain't worth a penny.
Crazy.
Well, why are you so quick
not
to
nickel,
call this man
not
names
a nickel,
and you ain't calling
a
her no name? Why you ain't calling her no name? She obviously is a fucking trick for the dick. Because she done left this motherfucker on to the next motherfucker. Spreading her legs, that nigga's discriminating her. You know what I'm saying? She ain't nothing but a cum dumpster.
Right,
and you calling his motherfucker all the
names. On top of that, they still mad.
Oh, no.
So
oh, I didn't even get that far, baby.
Raising my hand. Y'all just gonna glance over the fact that Ron said she's just a trick for the dick. Y'all just gonna glance over that?
And on top of that, she's still fucking married. So he ain't signed the damn papers yet. So are they even split up? Are they separated?
Yeah, she lives in a whole other state.
Okay, so they got the separation papers, right?
Mm-hmm.
She don't know. She lying.
But he ain't signing nothing.
But they ain't got no separation papers, and then. She out here then fucking around and throwing them damn booty cheeks like that, and had a whole other kid. Yeah, that's what you call it. What's that big word I'm looking for?
Adultery.
Yeah, that too, but it's another word. It's another word too.
How about ho?
Right,
it's a two letter word. Ho. How about that?
Damn, Ron.
If he was like smart, but if he was so smart, he could sue her for and sue the person that she's with for alienation of affection.
That's not in every state.
It need to be.
Now don't get me wrong. I don't condone nothing she did. Because I told her from the very beginning.
I did nothing.
Lord. I told her from the very beginning. I said this wasn't gonna end well.
But all right, you may not condone what she's doing, but you calling this motherfucker all kind of names, and you ain't calling her nothing. And all I'm saying is
no.
It seems like you're not by any means.
First of all, she was 100% wrong in every aspect of this situation. Number one, you only knew this dude for 6 months before you decided to get married. That's a red flag. Number two, not only did you know this dude for 6 months and then you get married, then on top of that, you decide to have kids with him.
Well, yeah.
So you brought the kids into this. So now you found out everything that glitters ain't gold. Now you want to jump ship and go to another state. Now you done got with another man, and you still married to this one. No, she's wrong on all levels. All levels she wrong for that shit. And I told her to her face, what the hell is you doing out here? You sound like a damn fool.
She's living her best life.
And you look like a fool.
She ain't going back and forth with that nigga. She's living her best life.
All right. Let me ask a question. And it may be a little personal, because y'all may not want to answer, but how many of us, and besides Dre, all of us have children, how many of us had children with our partner less than 1 year after meeting them?
Yeah. And I'm not partner, my baby daddy, because I ain't got no boyfriend or anything right now, and I ain't got no extra.
You got a whole boy. I don't know what you got about. You got a whole boy.
So everybody was over
here. I did.
Okay, so everything you cared about her, you can say it about yourself.
That's not entirely true, because guess what? We never, first of all, we had a kid. You're absolutely right. But all my kids got the same dad. Number one. Number two, I didn't, like, they spaced apart, except for the last three. The oldest is damn near out the house. So I was like, okay, we not finna do this no more till we get some shit together. Number one. Number two, I didn't leave the state and hook up with somebody else and had two more kids by this one while I'm still married to this one.
Oh, I see. I didn't do none of that.
That's the fuck
she. See, if she stayed with her husband, she wouldn't be in that situation. She just stayed with that motherfucker.
No,
and work.
If she would have used her common sense instead of her damn vagina, she wouldn't have been in the situation in the first place, because she would have known from the beginning.
If she knew from the beginning
all these damn red flags, she'd have been like, nah, I can't be bothered with this shit. I'm out. But she needed a nut that bad, and now look what happened. Now she got a nut and she stuck with a nut.
Mm-hmm. And she mismanaged up with the cat.
She should have swallowed.
Mismanagement.
I cannot.
So let's talk about us. Let's talk about us for a second. Have we all been in a toxic relationship before?
Yeah, I have.
Yes, no.
Yeah. I've been in one. Dre, you ain't been in one?
Dre fuck up toxic relationship. The bitches he fuck with is in toxic relationship, and he give them the dick.
I'm trying to think, man. I'm going to say yeah.
That girl who gave you a choice, you didn't realize that she was in, that was a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people don't know how to identify a toxic relationship. There are a lot of
First of all, how are you going to come here sound like Ricky Lake?
I just believe.
Oh, shit.
First of all, she sound like I am her Ricky Lake at that. So she's not high.
She's
a kite.
So she's like a high Ricky Lake. You don't want to bring out the Jenny Jones or the damn Oprah Winfrey up in here?
Nigga said Jenny Jones.
No. I can't. Okay, listen. So what I was saying is that a lot of people are in toxic relationships and they don't recognize that they're in toxic relationships. Most of the time,
when people are in those type of relationships and they don't see it, it's because they have become complacent and comfortable in that relationship, right? So, it's, you know, mm-hmm. if you think about it, it's scary to start over. You know what I'm saying? So, because people are like, well, in my mind, they say, okay, well, shit, why do I want to start over with somebody new when I already know this person? And though the shit is going on, the fact that we can't get along, we argue, it's always some bullshit. You know what I mean? With just toxicity. You know what I'm saying? They will stay. And
I know what I think it is.
I can't do it.
I think motherfuckers, you have an absolute point with what you say. But what I think one of the more pressing issues is people don't know what a good relationship is. If you knew what a good relationship was, you know what I'm saying? You know how they say real recognize real, but real also recognize fake, because that shit is unfamiliar. You know what I'm saying? If you recognize a real relationship and you was around one and you was able to, you know what I'm saying, see one firsthand, then you would know exactly what you wanted. So if you knew what a good relationship was and you've seen what that was, then you would know to not gravitate towards a bad one.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the thing is that all relationships don't start out toxic. You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing. It's like sometimes people will say, oh, well, you know, start out this way. And that's the truth. It doesn't – sometimes, most of the time it doesn't start out that way. But as you progress in the relationship, there's little signs and little symptoms and little things that you're seeing that you should just be on alert for. And a lot of people aren't, because a lot of us, you know what I mean, a lot of us women are dickmatized, and a lot of the men are pussy whips. So
hell no.
You may not necessarily be there, but there are some. I know people.
The ones that get pussy whips are the ones that don't never get pussy on the regular.
Not necessarily. That's not true. Because I'd be just like,
the
ones who don't
get it. If they get it on the damn record, it wouldn't be damn pussy whip. And then, if they got that in-house, that's the ones that get damn pussy whip.
Not necessarily, because there's always one person for somebody who's going to fucking knock their socks off. And if that person comes along, you know what I mean, you find yourself doing some strange shit.
I ain't met nobody yet that can damn knock my goddamn socks off. I'm
all right, Dre. So, Dre, it may not be pussy whip, but say, you know what I'm saying, because I kind of feel you what you're saying, but then it ain't pussy whip. Maybe you getting all the pussy you want, so the pussy don't make a difference, but this bitch not to rub your back. Where bitches you were just fucking and getting pussy from, you, they wasn't doing that. Or this chick not to cook for you.
Damn,
or this
man,
chick
you
not
to
talk
say something
to
about
you.
Goddamn back rub. Goddamn, they bringing
saying.
Up memories.
You stupid. It's just, it could be some of them other characteristics and them other, know what I'm saying, traits that she has besides the pussy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Because pussy come a dime a dozen. You know what I'm saying? So, you've been getting it.
She rubbed my back.
Stupid. Let me find out you're about to make a phone call as soon as this show is over.
I don't need him to. He's trying to let somebody finish their statement.
Uh-oh, Amaya's cracking the whip. Let me find out she's cracking the whip.
Okay. You have a very valid point. I agree with that.
I mean, because like I ain't go front, Dre. Pussy whip ain't never been my problem. I ain't never been pussy whip. But there's other things that, you know what I'm saying, came into factor, whether it's children, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, the ability to have a bitch just shut up sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? If
a
woman just
shut up sometimes.
You're right, but I can't speak from that point of view because I ain't never been in a relationship with a man. But you could have a point. it go both ways. It definitely go both ways. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying, it's more than just the pussy or the dick. You know what I'm saying? It's some other things that get you. But they got two things out of 10, and them other eight things is glaring, but you like, them two things is just so good, it can outweigh the eight. And that's where we get into our issues at, in my perspective.
Definitely, I agree. Because
if you just
focus on, okay, well, you know what, he ignorant, but, you know, he takes me nice places, or
or she's dumb as a box of rocks, but she got a fat ass. After a while, you're going to realize, you're going to learn today. You're going to learn at some point that fat ass ain't going to be worth a damn thing.
Right.
No, a fat ass is always worth something. A fat ass is always worth something.
Really? All right, well.
You asked me,
what's that child
support that
you got to pay it now?
It ain't worth that much.
Exactly.
But y'all be letting it happen to you. Nah, I learned my lesson back in the day with fucking them fat butt girls. The 9 times out of 10, they either going to be down, they're going to be worsome, or they're going to have a nasty-ass attitude.
You know what I realized about females that got fat asses? Even the ugly ones, they be like, "But I got a fat ass, though."
Nigga,
exactly.
That don't mean shit.
This is gonna be so. This either gonna be worrisome or damn. This is big on damn. This something. It's one of the two. Always. Majority time.
And I guess it's the same way with dudes.
I would like to say you're wrong.
We deal with a fat ass person, and she keep attitude, but she never say she got attitude, though.
Wait a minute. I got a fat ass and big titties, so guess what? I'm a jolly person.
When you want to be, damn it, attitude.
But, Amaz, you got to realize, though, see, what I said was ugly fat girls. Be like, but I got a fat ass. So now, unless you call yourself ugly.
I'm a unicorn.
So now let a fat ass chick that's ugly speak then. Everybody quiet. See, everybody quiet. They're like, you know.
I see how some of y'all might get tricked into this situation, because there's some butter faces out there. But
chippery.
Y'all got to do better. That's y'all's fault. Y'all too busy staring at a fat ass, and when she turned around, she looked like.
Wait a minute. It ain't just me. And women be doing this shit too. I done seen some badass chick with some ugly ass dude.
That's just because they think ugly dudes gonna treat them better.
Well, what you think we say about ugly females? Same damn thing. You know how many side holes you can have with an ugly bitch? My bad. Did I say that out loud? My bad.
How many?
It's like that Tootsie Roll commercial. One,
how many
two, three. Crunch.
You took that bite out of it. It takes three. I think that we've all been in that situation. I know, like, I've even had, like, toxic friendships. Like, there's some people, like, I just can't even be that bitch friend no more. Like, I don't even want to be her friend. I don't even like her. Like, when I get to that point with a person, it's like, yeah, I'm good on you. Like, because all you do is dumb shit. Like, you do dumb shit. Like, you just.
So talk about her.
No, you out here mismanaging your puss. That's what you're doing. You mismanaging it.
Oh, not mismanaging. Oh, Lord.
So how is that toxic to you?
Because now I got to hear about how dudes ain't shit. No,
okay.
They're not shit.
Okay.
You ain't shit.
True.
There you go.
Like,
yo,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you sit down and
you only attract what you give out. So you already putting it out there that you ain't shit. So you going to attract somebody that ain't worth shit.
Right.
So what ends up happening is, like, when they do you wrong, and when you sit back and you think about it, like, all these guys keep doing me wrong. What's going on? It ain't the same guy doing you wrong. It's different guys doing you wrong. So you got to sit back and look at yourself for a second. Like, what am I out here doing in these streets that's making these dudes treat me this way?
Exactly.
Maybe you just putting your pussycat out there for the streets to have. Mismanagement.
Right.
Then you letting them drop off all their kids in your pussycat. Mismanagement.
There you go.
They drop the STDs and STIs and everything else up in there. You mismanagement.
God damn it.
You
all
control
right, so let me ask
your
question.
Cat. Don't nobody else control your cat.
If you're a female and you're a good female, but you've never been in a good relationship, what does that speak to?
You got to get some worth about yourself. You allow
yourself.
Some shit to happen that don't need to happen.
Exactly. Somewhere along the line, you know what I mean, you have some type of behavior, you know what I'm saying, that causes you to always end up in a certain type of relationship. And it could just be that maybe you have a type and the type that you're looking for ain't the right type. You know what I mean? So, and then sometimes, to be honest with you, people don't even know what's toxic and what's not. You know what I mean? People think that being in a relationship and if you argue with a person or something happens, or that person might make you feel some kind of way, you know, they'll overlook it and glance over and say, oh, we just in a relationship. No, but this person is changing who you are. You know what I mean? And I can speak from experience because I was in a toxic relationship and I didn't even realize that I was in that toxic relationship until my kids were like, Mama, you are just mean. Like, you're mean and you're hateful. You're just mean and you're fussing all the time and you're doing all this and all. And it was because of this nigga. You know what I mean? Because this nigga was toxic to me. Everything that he touched broke. And he came into my life and everything he touched in my life fucking broke. But I didn't know that shit until it was too late. And he was a con artist, you know what I'm saying? And some people, and another thing with women too, who have been in like perpetual toxic relationships, one of the things that a characteristic of it is that they will tell the new person their story. And a person who is only out to do no good and you let them know your vulnerabilities, then that's giving them ammunition, because what they're going to do is they're going to try to do everything different and opposite of what the other person did to get you, and then they're going to manipulate the situation so that you feel like that they're doing something so great. In all actuality, they're not. They fucking pulling the wool over your eyes. So, you know, I had to take a hard look at myself regarding relationships, because I'm like, why is this happening? Why is it happening? And it's me. I'm, you know, not saying that these were good people, but I was too vulnerable. I gave too much of myself too fast. You know what I mean? So I didn't allow that person the time to get to really know me, and I didn't allow myself to get to really know that person. So as a result of it, you know what I'm saying, that is what has been happening. So I'm not mad at any of my exes for the things that have happened in the relationship. You know what I mean? I blame myself, because in my mind, I was the common fucking denominator in the relationship, and they're totally different people. But some people are not willing to sit up and say, oh, I'm the problem, I'm the issue, I need to fix something about myself, because it's hard to take a retrospective look into yourself. It's hard to look in the mirror and see your flaws. It's hard to look in the mirror and see your shortcomings. It's hard to look in the mirror and to see that you just ain't got it all together when you think you do, you know? So, I mean, I totally get that, you know, that question, Ron. It's like, yeah, it's the woman. You know, we got to look at ourselves and say, okay, what is it about me keep attracting this same type of nigga? What do I need to do different? You know what I mean? Maybe I'm giving it up a little bit too soon. Maybe I'm too emotional too soon. Maybe I'm, you know what I'm saying, maybe I'm doing everything in the world for this nigga too soon. You know what I mean? And just because if you don't understand that and identify what issues you have, you're going to continue to repeat that same cycle. Every relationship you have is going to be toxic. And it's going to come to a point where you might really meet a person and the relationship has the potential to be something great and amazing, but because you're so fucked up in the mind because of all this toxicity that has been rolling around in these relationships, you won't even be able to recognize a good thing that's standing in front of your face. And that's my that's my spiel.
Did that answer your question,
Juan? I mean, yeah, she answered it. Y'all, I mean, y'all two can answer it, too.
I mean, I answered it. Didn't I answer it first?
And I mean, she answered it from her perspective. Maybe I have a different perspective. Maybe I say, well, fuck it. It ain't got, it don't say nothing about the woman.
I definitely
think that women need to own up to their stuff. Like, everything is not the man's fault. Like, every dude that you deal with can't possibly be ain't shit. Like, you have to own up to your own shit. You have to own up to the fact that you out here, acting a fool. You have to own up to the fact that you knew better than to just be going around with this dude willy-nilly. Now you done messed around and got pregnant. Now you know better. If you know better, you do better. You need to own up to your shit and stop blaming it on everything else. Women need to, they definitely need to be held accountable. Because a lot of stuff wouldn't be the way it is if it wasn't for the women doing the fuck shit in the first place.
Preach, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now you said something.
You can't be out here doing people wrong, and then your karma comes back to you, and now all of a sudden niggas ain't shit. No, you wasn't shit when you fucked over Lil Willis from accounting because he wasn't cool enough, so you had to go get Raheem from down the block. Now Raheem done got up in your gut, and he done got up in your face. Now you got a whole full belly and you got a black eye. That's your fault. Because you should have stayed with Willis from accounting and you would have been fine.
Well,
Willis
there
from
you
accounting.
Go.
Or don't forget about, don't
yes,
about
Willis from accounting. Yes, Willis works hard, okay? He works 60 hours a week. He's a nice guy. He's got a 401k. And he's stable. You don't want him. You want Raheem that just got out of jail 3 months ago because he's dangerous. Okay? He's real dangerous. Now, he a roughneck. Now, he done roughed you up. You got two black eyes, and you pregnant, and you got some stuff you got to take a pill for. And now...
Let's not forget the karma of you just trifling, and you give no fucks about nobody else's relationship. So... every nigga that you talk to is somebody else's man, somebody's husband. And bitch, you out here doing all this fun shit and you hollering at somebody else's man. You fucking on somebody else's husband, and that shit's going to come back on you. So then when, what's the name, Raheem come in the picture and fuck you up, it's because you shouldn't have been messing with Pam's man in the first place, because Pam's man is Pam's man.
Exactly. Now, again, had you stayed with Willis from accounting, okay, you wouldn't be, first of all, you wouldn't even know Raheem, because you'd have been up in the hills somewhere in a nice little condo eating Mr. Chow. You want to mess with Raheem, and he only want to take you to the chicken shack. And there you have it.
Now you know what I noticed
get
about
out
him,
lay up.
You so stupid.
No, he just the chicken shack. He don't take you nowhere. He take you to the chicken shack and his house, because his apartment is across the street.
You get takeout.
Yeah, that's it. That's
all
you get.
Yeah.
Now Willis in accounting, he want to take you out. He want to show you all. He want to take you to Mr. Chow's. He wants to travel with you. You don't want no part of that. Because Willis an accountant, he's 5'7", and Raheem over here is 6'11". So you feel like you don't want to be bothered with Willis because he's little. Okay, cool. So now you got Raheem, and now he done messed you all the way up. Now you should have stuck with Willis. You'd have been fine. He got a 401k. Raheem over here can't spell 401k.
Jesus,
he got
man.
A 401k. He don't know his social security number. He don't know his credit score. He don't know none of that. He don't know nothing. All he know is, I'm going to take you to the chicken shack, get you this chicken, and then we're going to lay up, and then that's it.
Can she get a side order? She get a side order, too?
No, she can't. No, she get she gets the two pieces of chicken, but one of them got to be the kill breath, and that's it. She don't even get a drink.
And don't forget, they're going to lay up and watch Netflix, but the Netflix account is in his baby mama name, so they signed in on Netflix and his baby mama.
No, they're not going to watch Netflix because he just got out, so he don't even got no furniture. And he's staying in a halfway house, and she got to leave. She got to leave before 11.
Oh, so
Jesus,
he got one of
those
cops.
Do
you know people like this? What in the world?
Obviously, she does.
I think that's so true to the life. This shit is so true. With people, I know people like that. It's trifling. Oh, my God. People so trifling.
I absolutely do. That's the sad part. I do, and I just be like, why would you even put yourself in that situation? Like, I feel like at this point in my life, I'm really at a point where I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I know this shit could go left. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm on some shit like, you doing this and you doing that? Okay, cool. You want me to come? Because they're all coming. Oh, they coming?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going. I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
You having your event where? Oh, yeah, no, I'm not coming. What time your event start? Oh, no, I'm not coming. I'm not putting myself in a situation where things could go left because I got too much to do. The last thing I want to do is be out, and then this one say something she ain't got no business, and now I got to go to jail on a Friday because I didn't punch her in her mouth because she didn't got out of pocket. Now it's Friday. Now, more than likely, I got to work on Saturday, but now I'm in jail, and I ain't going to see the judge till Monday. No, I'm not doing none of that. No. Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, if you ever got to punch a bitch in the mouth, nobody can't make you punch them in their mouth. That's you doing that, so that's something you got to look at. But aside from that, and Dre, tell me if you disagree with this as a man, females seem to be attracted to power, to dominance, to, you know what I'm saying, to a certain characteristic that every man doesn't necessarily have. And they attracted to that rough edge, which is nothing wrong with that to a certain extent. From what I understand, women want to be cared for, they want to be protected and things of that nature, and I get it. But Willis, that 5'7", may not seem like he could protect you. Willis may be, you know what I'm saying, soft-spoken. Now, he's still a man. That doesn't mean that he doesn't
absolutely
have the attributes of a man, but he doesn't give off that dominance. You know what I'm saying? Power is attractive. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you 6'11", people, you know what I'm saying, look at you in a different perspective. They're going to listen to you because you big enough to beat their ass. You know what I'm saying? You big enough to dominate them, and women are attracted to that. So maybe it's what attracts women. And men have their things they're attracted to also, so I'm not just putting this on women. But I'm just saying, from a man perspective, it seems like a lot of females are attracted to that dominance, to that power. And it's like, you know what, all the time, that ain't what leads you to the finish line.
You preaching. That's the truth. That's so true.
Sometimes we got to step outside of our box to get something that we may not like or understand.
Exactly.
But it might be the best thing for us.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, how long, like, this is what I don't understand about women. How long are you going to keep chasing Raheem and being upset about the outcome? Like, how long are you going to do that? Like, we're already in our 30s. Like, most of us are already in our 30s. Like, you're going to keep continuing to chase after Raheem, and the outcome is still the same. It's not Raheem. It's you. You're making that decision. Like, you're making your life harder. All you had to do was go ahead over there with Willis and his 401k, and you'd have been cool. And, I mean, it might be a comfort thing where you don't understand. Like, it's a lot of things that you don't know, you don't understand. Or it's like, I don't want to be embarrassed because I've never been to Mr. Childs. I don't know what they got. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce this. I don't know how to do. Like, some people don't know how to be in that situation. But then you have to be willing to be open to the experience. So, but
yeah, and you know what? I think too, the reason why people are like the example that you were just giving is just that they want to keep up with the Joneses. You know what I mean? Everybody wants the 6'4" chocolate fine ass nigga, perfect skin, perfect teeth. You know what I mean? All that same shit. You know, you keep going for these niggas. You pull the same type of niggas, right? And you don't look at it and say, it's insanity to do the same shit over and over again expecting a different result. You know what I mean? And some of these motherfucking people are insane. They insane. They have to be.
And then you got good skin and good teeth, you have had pussy all your life.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say, because it ain't the fact that they damn got good teeth and they tall and this, that, and the third. Some real shit. They act like, okay, I get a motherfucker that's right up under Jesus' ass and got all these muscles and he's perfect. Bitch, you ain't the only one that's chasing his ass, because there's somebody that looks 10 times better than you that's after his ass too. And 9 times out of 10, the nigga gonna have a bunch of bitches on this side. And then the part that really irks my nerves with the whole situation is the motherfucker that's trying to holler at you, you treat him like he's your brother or somebody close kin to you and shit that you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You call to this motherfucker and vent to him about the other nigga that don't want you and shit.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You crying to poor Willis about his situation. But in actual reality, you wouldn't have had, I wouldn't even say half. You wouldn't even have more than half the problems that you had now if you just would have been like, you know what? I'm just gonna try this. It don't make no sense, and I don't understand. And I don't understand how women, how we get older, and I say we as in women in general, and they don't understand this. Like, how you 30, 34, 35, 37, 38, still doing the same shit that you was doing at 21?
I don't even remember
21.
If you knew
so
better,
I can't even imagine doing the same shit.
Telly, you said if you knew better, you'd do better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear you, but that's one of them sayings that I think people just say, because there's all of us have shit that we know we shouldn't be doing that we still do it.
And
we
you
know
do
better.
It any goddamn way.
And you do it. Like right now, I'm sitting here and I'm smoking cigars. And I know I shouldn't be smoking, and I'm trying to stop smoking, but I'm still fucking smoking. I know better.
Right.
I know this shit is killing me. I know this shit make me stink. I know this shit is browning my teeth up. But I still fucking do it. So even though we know better, sometimes we don't do better because that shit is hard.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true. Yeah,
that's the shit. Because, like, I seen a post today. This motherfucker, and the crazy part is, I'm hollering at both of them at the same time. So one makes a post and was like, what does it take for a motherfucker to damn just call you and want to take you out to damn dinner? So I put up right up under the motherfucking damn emoji face. I'm like, bitch, I just asked your motherfucking ass like a week or two ago. Did you want to go to get some lunch or whatever, and just so we could talk or whatever? But you said, nah, I got this to do, I got that to do. Bitch. And then the other chick that I'm talking to, too, because I'm talking to both of them at the same damn time, and I hope they listen to each other, because I really don't give a fuck. She comes right up under it and was like, I know that's right. Not that I type right up under that motherfucker. Shut your ass up. Because I just text you the other day. Like, right after I text her, like 3 days right after her.
You ain't shit.
I'm tired. You got them right.
Right,
you're shit. Because I look, it's like this, goddamn it. I'm single. until one of them bite, because both of them tried to holler at me at the same time. Hey, I'm playing today. I'm playing defense. Whichever one bites, that's the one I damn choose. Because I know one of them is going to do some bald-headed damn chicken head. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Wow.
Like, for instance,
hey,
I'm digging you, but you get drunk at the day party and pull your titty out, little nigga suck your titty in my face. Bald-headed hoe shit.
Oh.
But meanwhile, while this nigga sucking your titty, your homegirl over here giving me the eyeball, she pulled me to the side, I'm talking to her, and we kiss. You know what I mean? So one of them hoes is going to bite. But then you got the nerve to make a post talking about how hard is it for a nigga to take you out to eat. You got motherfuckers want to take you out to eat, but you want to act damn stupid.
You know what it sounds like, Dre? It
sounds
like if you take both of them out to dinner or lunch, you might get a threesome, is what it sounds like.
I thought about that, but one of them ain't about their life. I know she ain't about their life, but the other one,
what?
She about their life. The other one was about their life. And the crazy part is, it's like, it's not only just them two. I see it all the time on Facebook, and, like, we talk about it all the time. Like, motherfuckers, chicks be like, I want a nigga that's 6'6", and abs, and all this other bullshit. You want the same shit that
another bitch wants.
You want a bitch, you want a motherfucker that got all these muscles and shit, but you walk around this motherfucker eating damn pancakes all goddamn day and flabby. Why you can't get a husky nigga? Husky niggas, they cool as fuck. They chill. Why you gotta have a tall nigga? Tall niggas got bad knees. So when y'all get together, this nigga's knees go out all the goddamn time. The little short nigga sitting there dancing,
yeah,
having a good damn time. He chilling.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know who
I said today was fine as fuck, and he could be my boyfriend. And I don't usually like big dudes, real big dudes, but do y'all know that dude that plays Suge Knight in All Eyes on Me?
Oh, my boy. Dre, that's my homeboy. That's my homeboy.
Yeah,
he
know him real in real life.
That nigga right there? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my boy. Shout out to Dominic because he listens to the show sometimes, but he's a hoe.
I typically don't do big dudes. I mean, it's just not my preference, right? So I'm like, I'm to the point now where it's like, whatever. And I saw him, I was like, that motherfucker is fine. Fine.
I don't want to do
potatoes. So, he's one of them cats. Like, there's a lot of cats around here. The motherfuckers that look good, and they know they look good. And so they treat you like, you know what I'm saying, like you ain't all that to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the perfect role.
I'm a unicorn.
He got this movie, right, that he did with Maya, Melissa Ford, and all of them. I can't remember the name, but BET show it all the time. I guarantee you, you watch that movie with his role in that movie, you wouldn't like him no more.
What Chris Rock said,
yeah,
a motherfucker is as faithful as his options. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of truth in that statement. You know what I'm saying? The more options a motherfucker have, the more philandering he is. You know what I'm saying? The more options.
That's what I be trying to tell best friend. But when I tell best friend that, she tells me I'm a hoe. But the whole time, best friend, you know what, I ain't going to go. That's a whole other subject. I'm just going to hit.
Yo, don't stop now, nigga.
No, man, because it's Saturday. It's going to be Saturday tomorrow. And sometimes best friend like going to get reels on Saturday, and she come out of the house, scoop me up. I can't mess up my dinner reservation, so I can't eat it.
This nigga digging with his stomach.
Yeah, I got to think with my gut, man, because you know what I'm saying? I can't mess up a dinner reservation.
Really?
We had to do that a whole nother
show. Really? I ain't got to work tomorrow. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't got to work.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I said that's Saturday. And usually on Saturday, you ain't got to work. them young guys. Like, you wake up, you be on ribs sometimes and all this other flamboyant stuff, and I'm the only best friend you got. We're going to go ahead and nip that in the bud because all the rest of them, they're doing
no, you're the only one that right. No, you're not going to say that. First of all, you're the only one who stay here in the city that ain't got a boyfriend or a girlfriend or some shit. So, therefore,
I
can go out with you because you ain't doing shit with your life.
I'm with you every day. When I had a girlfriend, I was with you every
that's
day.
Because
you know?
That's because I didn't like that Rockwalla. But anyway.
Oh, shit.
This is on Rockwalla.
Yes.
Dre,
she said you feed your girlfriend Ukanuba.
You know that song like a red nose or whatever. She look like one of them dogs. And when that mean that
she look like a pit bull.
She like a hole.
No, she don't look like a pit bull.
Okay, so Taylor, when I usually give a description of somebody, don't I usually be pretty much on point?
Man, listen, if she say you look like a peanut, you look like a whole-ass peanut. She says you look like a boogaloo, you look like a boogaloo.
What about a mud?
It's usually a mud jacket. Baby, listen, ooh, she be on point with them things. I don't know where she pull it from. That's a gift. She got a whole gift.
So therefore, if I say that girl got a Rockwalla pitbull head, guess what she got? A Rockwalla pitbull head.
Rockwalla pitbull head.
Wait, Ahmad, after you say that, you got to say, boom.
What are you talking about? Where the wig on? Where the wig on? I'm just saying, I ain't like her. So anyway, but tomorrow is like I might want to go to Fat Tuesdays. So watch yourself.
All right, so now
I can't say nothing, but she can just bash. Like, I've been out here just dating ugly chicks all my life. Golly.
Yes.
All right, Dre,
well,
you can't say that.
Wait a minute. You did have that crazy one that couldn't dress.
That's a pit bull Rockwalla head.
She definitely did. She did. You was right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She did.
See?
Y'all gonna stop bashing my man Dre. Y'all gonna stop bashing.
For real.
Because if we look at y'all history, I'm sure y'all got some motherfucking creatures in y'all past too.
Exactly.
Oh,
for instance, the baby.
No.
That nigga look like he about.
Oh no.
Are you serious?
No, I'm sorry. It's been past 7 years. It's been dropped off my credit report. I don't know what you're talking about.
Motherfuckers dating motherfuckers that look like Tyrone Hill.
No. It's been past 7 years.
You're quite removed. I got a homeboy that looks just like that motherfucker.
When y'all get a chance, ladies, I want y'all to Google Tyrone Hill. And see what he looked like, and see if y'all dated a motherfucker look like.
Hey, I shit you not, Ron. My homeboy look just like that motherfucker, and he get mad pussy. That nigga the ugliest nigga on the planet. I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, Jesus Christ.
You see him?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But he played in the NBA, so that nigga got money. So
for a lot of years.
He got bitches because he got some loot. And he owned a couple of restaurants and shit, so y'all can call him ugly all you want to. Somebody's sucking his dick.
Nightly.
It won't be me.
I ain't going to use my neck for that shit.
Wait a minute.
Because he looked just like that motherfucker, yo.
Taylor, you see him?
Wait a minute.
What was his name?
Wow.
What was the name again?
Tyrone Hill.
Okay.
Don't you do it, Medici. It's going to hurt your eyes. Don't you do it, girl. Come back. Come back. Don't you do it. It's going to hurt your eyes, girl. Don't you do it. Step away from the light. Don't you hit Google. Step away, girl.
Caroline.
Won't you? You're going to have nightmares tonight. This thing right here.
Now that one right there.
Like Chud. Y'all remember Chud? That's what he looked like.
Y'all stupid. But I will say this. Dre said something like the baby daddy. So my thing is this. My baby daddy was nice looking before he started becoming a horrible ass human. So it looked like karma had started to eat that nigga from the inside out. So he looks bad at this point. So, yeah, nah. Because yeah, my kid is cute. I don't know about nobody else's kids, but because he done laid down some other people. But, yeah.
You
nah.
Stupid.
Like, did they finally call him the baby hair? Did they call him the baby hair yet? Or are they still working on it?
I don't know. I haven't seen the baby. But my thing is this. Like, me, I can say I was in college dealing with this dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what these other people in their 30s dealing with this dude is doing. Because he ain't got, like Taylor said, he just ain't shit. He might be shit to somebody else, but he ain't shit to me. After him, I really didn't talk to too many more light-skinned guys after him. They've always kind of been kind of caramel-complected, brown skin. Nice chocolate old man.
Nigga, you got the whole fucking rainbow, it sound like.
I don't like them too light because it gives me flashbacks and I feel like I got to bruise a nigga up or something. But,
you stupid.
So, yeah. But, like.
So, we were talking about a lot of females. Right, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Amaj, but we were talking about females, and I don't want it to be one-sided. Dudes, also, we be fucking up, you know what I'm saying, relationships and making them toxic because we, one, looking for everything. So you got a good woman at home, and you still go outside and fuck with, you know what I'm saying, the loose bitch. You got, you know what I'm saying, a woman at home who's down with you, and you fuck with a chick, you know what I'm saying, on a one-nighter, you know what I'm saying, you going out with the boys who are single and you in a relationship still trying to, you know what I'm saying, live that life. So we, too, have some shit that we need to, you know what I'm saying, get under wraps. I don't want to make it seem like we just talking about the females because there's a lot of things that dudes be doing that we need to get our shit together to make our relationships a little less toxic also, you know what I'm saying, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, being faithful, whether it's pulling your weight in relationship, whether it's expressing yourself. And I hear a lot of times with females that that's what it is. Dudes don't be expressing themselves. We be holding shit in. So that
and then
communication gap. Right, that communication gap, you know what I'm saying, causes a little schism in the relationships that we need to, you know what I'm saying, get under wraps. But it's definitely not just a one-way street. It's a two-way street. I just wanted to throw that out there because we were talking mainly about females, but dudes be fucking up too.
Yeah, and women mess up just as well. They mess up.
Mm-hmm.
They fuck up too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever think it's just because, you know, they mess up on good dudes too. I sit back and watch it all the time, especially with this one hoe-tastic chick that we be watching at these day parties. She's just a hoe in these streets and got a whole-ass husband at home. So, I mean, they mess up too. So, and like, my thing is with some guys, they be like, oh, you know, you see them posting, oh, I love my wife. She's just so wonderful. But you jumping in my DM telling me you want to do nasty shit to me. I'm confused. Why don't you do that nasty shit to her? I know she a fat white woman, but go ahead and do it to her.
Raising my hand. Did you say in the beginning of that, This statement, did you say this whole tastic?
Yes, she called it whole tastic. Okay. That's what she did. She called it whole tastic.
And this is by saying she's an ugly, fat white woman.
Okay.
That whole statement was reckless.
tonight's show has been brought to you by the word Rebel. We don't care today.
We don't never care.
I would tell somebody, get you hotastic.
Dre got a t-shirt that says, I'm feeling hotastic.
I can't.
That's a nigga that want to beat me up?
No, Dre got a shirt that says, I'm feeling hotastic.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, listen, Jess Boone texted me and she said I was out, right? And I was doing some bald headed hoe shit. And she said, wait a minute. She said, wait a minute. Wasn't you just with somebody just earlier today? And I was like, yeah. So you with somebody else? I was like, yeah. She said, you just out here feeling hotastic. And when she said it,
damn it,
I texted back. I said, this shit gonna be on the shirt. And she thought I was bullshitting. And I went and got the shirt made.
So we got hotastic. We got hoe 1K. What else?
We got bald headed hoe shit. Bald headed hoe shit.
Yes, sir.
What else we got? We got the act of hold 'em, you know. You're just a hoe. You hold. You got
don't forget about Amon's favorite. Get some neck for a check.
This one was my favorite. Let him wet it for the credit. That right there.
That was wrong.
Hey, Ron, I'm about to get another shirt, man. You think I'm going to get in trouble for this one? I'm going to get this shirt made. It says, kiss me, bitch, I'm famous.
What?
And then I'm going to have it at the bottom, almost.
Nigga, famous people don't kiss bitches. They get their dick sucked. What's wrong with you?
That's the whole kiss. I said, kiss me, bitch, I'm famous. And then at the bottom, I'm going to say, almost.
I hear that.
That nigga ain't nowhere near being nobody goddamn famous.
not even close. Not even in the proximity.
Fuck them, Dre. You almost famous. You about to pop off in a hot second. I'm with you, brother.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
It goes down in September.
And, all right. Well, as soon as we go to Atlantic City, when we come back from Atlantic City on Halloween, you're going to be famous.
Yeah, because I had to push this joint back I'm supposed to be doing in September because I didn't know how the shit was going to go because she wanted me to do it the week we were going to Jersey. And I was like, no, I can't do it. I have to do it the week after.
I got something for y'all. Now we talking about toxic relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if somebody is like, you know how they say older people, they be sick and they be eating bad and they be smoking cigarettes all their life and then they start eating healthy and they die. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes what's toxic for you is actually what's good for you if you put up with toxic shit for too long. You know what I mean? So if you've always been in toxic relationships and then you find somebody who's good for you, that shit is toxic for you because you don't know how to deal with good shit. You know what I mean? So sometimes introducing something good to a bad situation is toxic to that bad situation, and you've been in so many bad relationships that you become so toxic that when you get something good, that you don't know how to fucking deal with that. It throw you into a shock.
You don't know no better. You ain't never seen nothing different. You know what I mean?
I like the ones that they got a good thing and then they fuck it up because they want something else. And then every time they try to get a boyfriend or whatever, they just know that they got something good, but it ain't worth a fuck. And then they try to come back to you anyway. And all you can do is laugh. I think this shit is so hilarious.
That's called comeback pussy.
I'm about to be done.
That nigga's been moan for long.
Make him crimp for his pimp.
You got still reading that shit? I was on a roll, wasn't I?
I fucking had to go back and read.
I'm trying to figure out which one I was about to post on this Facebook page.
Oh my God.
So, and I get that whole situation. Like,
but you know what? I had made a post or whatever, and I asked, have people been in toxic relationships? When they started giving numbers like, oh, I've been in a toxic relationship for 10 years. Oh, something I put up for 14 years. It was something I put up for 8 years. It's like, yo, what? And I can't even put up with a nigga for a week.
I'm giving
what
you a goddamn year. I'm not even giving you a goddamn year. I'm giving you 6.
Why
I'm
did you say make him scream for the cream?
Make him scream for the cream.
I could possibly give you 6 months. Fucking 10 and fucking damn 14 years? Fuck no. Hell no. I can give you 6 months. Goddamn, you,
but you,
you
know what that is?
Right? I got to
that's
go.
Because, that's because you're able to recognize it after 5 months. So after 6 months, you bounce. Sometimes you can't recognize that shit to 5-6 years in. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't recognize that shit right away. Sometimes it takes a minute to recognize.
All right, think this. I gave this shit, right? We were dating for a minute. And she's a lawyer. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's a big-time lawyer.
Phone line.
So she's a lawyer or whatever. She's getting ready to try to be a judge or whatever, right? We dated. Now, mind you, I'm just doing my regular 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even a supervisor yet. I'm going to meet her to take her out to these fancy-ass restaurants. And it's like $50 a goddamn plate. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck? So I'm being my little manly thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying for the food or whatever. So I got to thinking, like, I'm sitting there damn, spending all this damn money buying these $50 plates and thinking about eating all this other bullshit, right? I ain't got no gas.
Who goes out to eat and got you? All you got is your debit card.
You better wait it for the credit.
Listen.
You better wait it for the credit.
Listen. I'm getting paid weekly. You a fucking lawyer. You want me to take you out every week? And you act like, you know what I'm saying, like I got it like that. I'm like, wait a minute. You make
all right, did you tell us to huddle? Wait, but did you tell us to huddle?
Yes, I did. Let me explain. After I told it to her, right, I'm like, look, I'm sitting there blowing my damn check on you, and then you sitting there with your money, you chilling. All right, so she's like, we talked about it. She's like, okay, I see where you're coming from, yada, yada, yada. Concert comes up. We go to see Tyrese. I got backstage passes and everything, so we can go take the picture with him and all that bullshit, right? But she said she was going to damn pay for the other event we were going to. Tell me why we get to the other event. This half only bought her ticket. And she didn't get mine. So I was like, you know what? It's a wrap. Fuck that. It's a done deal. So after we got to that event, she comes home. She's like, why you didn't show up? I was like, why you didn't get my ticket? So she was like, well, I thought you was on the no. You said that you were going to get the tickets for both of them. So why I got to pay for my half? If anybody ain't got it, you go on about your business anyway. So she gets pissed off, whatever. We break up. Fast forward later, she started dating the Carolina Panthers. Old lineman. This nigga pulled the okie doke on her on 2 dates. They go out to eat. Nigga said he left his wallet. She pays for the food.
Damn.
Goes out to eat again. The nigga said his card didn't work. And they didn't accept it. She had to pay again. But now every day after that shit happened, every dude she has dated has did her dirty. She talks to me every day just about texting me. I just don't understand. And I tell her every time. Because you did me dirty, that shit backfired on your ass because you sat there and you tried to do that old hoe shit and try to pimp me out.
and it backfired. Mm-hmm. And then you get
you should have put
deserved.
A baby in her, Dre. You should have put a baby right in her motherfucking womb. That's
Bruh,
what you should have
done. I wanted to.
Oh, man.
I wanted to so bad. I wanted to so bad, but she's a goddamn lawyer. I still wind up having to damn pay all types of goddamn money. Just my damn look, the way she set up. I lost that case.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought about it every day.
And she's such a pretty girl. And she's such a nice girl.
She's gorgeous.
I just want her to get it together. I like her.
She's gorgeous. And the crazy part is, she said
like
that her mama, she said her daddy told her that no man, whoever you date, she always pay for everything because you's a princess. No. Anybody work like that back in the day? Goddamn, this the new millennium.
This
you wanna go somewhere and yeah. If I ain't got it, damn it, you got it. That's how that shit goes. Fuck that, how the fuck we supposed to build? You sitting up in this motherfucker, you a damn lawyer and you making trillions of damn dollars. I'm sitting in this motherfucking damn dollar part working 9 to 5. What the fuck?
All right, let me ask y'all this. Y'all think people parents be fucking up their relationships by the you just said her father said A, B, and C. So now she got that picture in her head from what her father said.
Yeah,
dude's mothers be like,
yes, it do. On my part, it does.
And dude's mothers be like, well, you shouldn't deal with no chick like this. And they, you know what I'm saying, fuck up. I'm just saying, do you think parents be fucking up your whole perspective of what a relationship is sometimes? So you enter into
some
a toxic relationship?
Some of them don't.
Absolutely. Because most people take what their parents say. And they take it to heart. Your mom ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong. Your daddy ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong. So if mom or daddy say it, then chances are okay. Well, I need to operate this way. But a lot of times, they mean well, but you'll end up by your fucking self listening to your mom and your dad. Sometimes.
And at this very moment, she's by herself. She's single. Because ain't no dude going to put up with that shit. Mm-hmm. And my thing was this. I'm like, damn, you sat there, got mad at me because I wouldn't treat you and all this other bullshit. But you took this nigga out to goddamn eat twice and paid for it because he's a goddamn Carolina Panther.
And I know this nigga eat a lot if he's an old lineman. That nigga eat a lot.
No, I'm saying, that's like shit. Like, this motherfucker making a goddamn kill.
Oh, he was probably, just on the practice court.
I don't give a fuck.
No,
you're offensive lineman, you 300-plus pounds. You eat a lot, nigga.
But you know what? She was the one I liked, but to a certain extent. Like, she's a sweet girl. Like, when I see her, I really give her a hug. I like her. Like, I don't give her one of them side church hugs. I'm like, hey, girl. I give her a hug. Like, I like her. But if she just gets that shit together.
What'd you say, Dre? Then, Amaz, you should fuck her?
Wait a minute. What I was saying is, like, if she get that part together about herself, I would be on her team and I would be rooting for her.
And look, and Ron, check this out. When we be at the party this day, she gets jealous when she see me with anybody else.
Oh, the judge be going to parties.
Yeah, she be getting hot when she see me talk to anybody else. I was going to speak to you, but you was over there talking to them other girls, so.
Motherfucker, that's telling me that she still wants you. You better go get that or something.
Exactly.
Make her act
right. I can't deal, bro. But if she changed that part about it, she was calling me right now and tell me that she wanted to get married, we're going to split everything out, bro, 50-50 and all this other bullshit. It's on. Other than that, nope. Invoke. Never going to get it. Whoa. No.
This nigga got a song for everything.
Wow. But yeah.
So we
agree we've all been in toxic relationships, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Have all of us been in good relationships?
Yeah, I've been in some good ones.
Yeah.
I messed it up.
It started out good, but it shit ended up horrible.
Yeah.
I was listening to
Frankie Beverly and Maze. You know that song, Joy and Pain?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's
a... Yeah, that one. Don't sing it, though. But, yeah.
Yeah, my
that song. And he was saying that it's the same fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go through joy to get pain. And just because we in pain in a relationship don't mean it's untoxic. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean it's a bad relationship just because you're going through pain, because the joy is right behind that. You know what I mean? I was listening to that shit today, and I heard it from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, and knowing that we was having this show made me listen to it like that. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, you know what? Even though he can't sing no more, he got a point. You know what I mean? Because sometimes them things that be fucking with us is fucking with you to make you a better person. You know what I'm saying? So that joy and pain shit, knowing we was having this conversation tonight, I was listening to that song, and it made me look at it in a different direction.
I think that some things, like, I'm currently looking at a situation, it's like, okay, these are the things that we expect in relationships. These are the things that are the good things, and we do recognize that there are bad things, but it's how we go through that bad phase that makes it better. You know what I mean? So I'm watching a situation like that right now, like, okay, we're going through this good time, but let's see what happens if there's a bad time and see how much they're really in this situation.
So, yeah.
Because I've had some bad situations where it's just been, like, really bad, like, bad. Like, I'm about to choke you out bad.
See, when females be having bad relationships, it be motherfuckers putting hands on them. You know what I'm saying? When a dude have a bad relationship, it's because the bitch talk too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if that's even. You know what I'm saying? All things being equal, I'd rather a person just...
It ain't even got to be the fact that she talk too much. You know what I'm saying? She can just do some evil-ass shit that'll piss a motherfucker off. Like, I had a couple damn females that I talked to. They did some evil-ass shit. And I just had to leave because I felt like I was going to damn twist their head off.
True.
Not twist their head off like a pop top.
I found
yep,
we do
like
shit as dudes.
Like
we do shit because we don't know no better. But a female will do shit on purpose just to fuck with you.
Exactly. Just to damn piss you off.
Yeah.
And that shit, it irks me. Like, don't, my thing is, if you damn, you know, if people know me, the number one thing that you do not do, and it pisses me off, don't fuck with my music. Leave my CDs and my shit on my phone, whatever. You go through my shit and you got to break some CDs or damn delete my damn iTunes account. Because that's the only piece I have in my house. Like, when I get real mad or something like that, I just want to listen to my music and calm down. Don't sit there, damn, while I'm sitting there, I'm trying to calm down. You still want to argue. You sitting there doing the patty cake ghetto hand clap. You want to get all in my face and do all this other stuff. You see me listening to music. Leave me alone. I'm not arguing with you. I ain't going back and forth with you. You be arguing about your goddamn self.
Get in my business. I ain't going back and forth with you, bitches. I'm living my best.
Y'all stupid.
Yeah, because I'm not going to go back and forth. Look, I think that... I don't know. Have you ever been in a situation where you're continuously happy, like you are legit happy, and then that one person who could come into your world and fuck up that, not necessarily fuck up the happiness, but cause confusion in the happiness? That's where I get tired. I be wanting to fight.
Or they can just send you a text message.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Like, it's no real reason for you to even, why would you even? Like, why would you think that would be okay? Like, why are you even talking to me?
Like, Taylor, why would you was that for the last 45 minutes?
What are you talking
about?
What are
you
talking
about?
Exactly. See? Look at you. See, again, my happiness is saying what I got to say, and then here you come trying to fuck shit up. This was a prime example of what you just said.
I don't know. You be driving off doing, you know what I'm saying, some things with your neck for a check, so I don't know about you.
No, I don't. You're lying. No, I don't. 95% of the time, I'm calling in the show because I'm at work. So if I have it on mute for a while, it's probably because I'm still working.
No, but you be doing things with your neck, too. Don't be fine.
No, I don't. If that was
Dre,
the case, I just
Dre.
Would just get off the phone.
Dre, let her know, Dre.
Dre, the one needs to be doing something with his neck for a check. How about that?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
I cannot.
Weekend brunch. Wait, what's going on? Weekend brunch. From 9 to 4.
Y'all are foolish.
You want to see if you want to go to brunch or something? So, as we get ready to get to the end of this here show, we would like to thank everybody who has donated to the cause. You can continue to donate through our GoFundMe page if you would like to, even though we've reached our goal. But you can continue to donate or whatnot. You still get a special gift in the mail if you do donate.
And if you want to meet us in Atlantic City, you absolutely can too.
Is that a spider? Oh, you about to die, motherfucker. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
How are you going to ask?
Oh, you a big spider.
Like,
we in your house looking at it.
Oh, you got to die. Spider? Like, we got to die.
Like, we all, like,
it's a big spider.
It's
got to die.
Yeah.
I ain't got no spray. Oh, God. It can't stay here. Either it stays here or I leave.
Yo, I was in this person's house the other day, and this motherfucker's house was looking like a fucking abandoned building. And I'm saying to myself, how the fuck do you live in here? So I got to go down into their basement. And I swear, I don't understand how people have cobwebs in their house and spider webs in their house and they don't fucking know. I don't get that shit. Like, maybe in the corner in the top ceiling wall where you can't reach, okay. But when you walk down the fucking basement steps and fucking spider webs is hitting you, I'm like, how the fuck do you live in this fucking atrocity? What the fuck is wrong with you? How dirty are you that you say, oh, that's just a spider web. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to let it go there. I'm not going down there anyway.
Do y'all have biohazard suits y'all can put on?
We don't have biohazard suits. But I put my, like, what I do is I tie my hair up, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want my hair getting in no shit. And I put a fucking mask on. But sometimes when you put a mask on in people's house, they feel offended. And I'd be like, oh, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? This is my life. This ain't yours. But, no, we don't have biohazards.
Can you refuse to do a job if a house is nasty? Let's just say somebody is, their house is infested with roaches. Can you refuse, to do that job because they have infested?
I absolutely can. I can say that it's a health hazard, and I can cancel the job. And most likely what would happen is they'd send somebody else out there. And they can cancel it, too. And if you get a certain amount of canceled jobs, what happens is they'll end up canceling your service because nobody can't go fix your shit.
Right. So if the person has, let's just say a person has a roach problem, but it's not that bad. Have you ever had somebody, like, give you a box and then maybe the box had roaches in it? Because you got to live in everything.
Yes. So we actually have what they call roach bags, where you put those bags, you put those boxes in roach bags, and you seal them up, and they adhere together so nothing can't come out of them. So they do give us roach bags because some people's cable boxes do be having roaches in them and shit. But
How
the spider is there.
How did you even
the spider is there?
The spider is dead. The eagle has landed.
The spider is dead. The spider is dead. I don't know what type of life it lived before it left the earth. But,
stupid.
You shouldn't come to nobody's house. Don't come to nobody's house. Spiders can live if they're outside. If you bring your ass in my house, you die. Just stay your ass outside.
That's it. You stay outside and play in the grass all day and all night. It's a whole tree you can lay in. You got all this other stuff. You can lay on flowers and the grass and everywhere else. But if you come in my house, it's over. It's over.
And it was a big black spider. It wasn't one of them black spiders. It was a big black spider. You had to die for that.
I would have ran out the house. She racist.
Did y'all hear me scream? Did y'all hear me scream?
No,
but I would have ran out the house and not came back in there until somebody else killed. I would have literally called somebody and said, come kill the spider, because I'm not going back in here until it's dead.
Who am I going to call to come kill a spider in my house?
I don't know, boo. I'm just saying. Like, I don't
know. The
boyfriend. I would find somebody.
Which one?
Really? Really? Both of you. Really?
I'll be having
really
like,
you don't
come and kill this spider.
Yep, because if you think he ain't coming, he coming.
Who?
Him.
Who's him?
Exactly.
Your boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Anyway.
Anyway, what y'all got going on this weekend before we get off the show?
I'm going to say I'm going
to jail. I'm going to comedy skit.
I'm going to continue tomorrow.
I got to shoot the comedy skit tomorrow, and I got to call this lady, talk this business to see if I'm going to be this host or not. I just hope she can do it.
Well, tomorrow, Kevin Hart will be at my job tomorrow, so I will be on site for that. Hopefully, it's not too crazy. Hopefully, I don't have a work story. I haven't had a work story lately, which has been a good thing. So I'm feeling like hopefully this might be, you know, the last little stretch. So
can you hear me now?
We'll be having an easy day tomorrow. And then Sunday, I finally get to see my guy play. It's his last game of the season, and I will be attending his game. I can't guarantee that I won't show out, but I will try my best.
I'm just going to rest and listen to what the doctor says.
And rest.
And I might write. I need to be writing, but I'm out of it.
Ready?
So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Ready?
I am.
Okay. So,
and you know what,
Medisa?
I'm going to give you a pass, Medisa, because I haven't been stalking you as I would normally because I know you haven't been feeling well. So, if things are postponed, I promise I will not act the fool.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Taylor, do you like writing as well as reading?
Yes, I do.
All right. What about you, Dre? Do you like writing as well as reading?
Dre can't write nor read.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
All right, so how about this? While we on the air, how about we see if we can commit to this? Medisa, you start off the story and then pass it along and everybody continue it. And let's see if we could maybe make a 5-person piece of work and something like that. How about everybody down for that?
Yeah, what's the topic?
That's the, you can,
you pick
you
the
know
topic.
What, Ron? You get the star of the day today. You have been on a run today. I'm so proud of you. Out here giving out good advice. You out here preaching. You do dropping gems and stuff, and you throwing out these one-liners. I'm very proud of you today.
Okay, I have one request. Can we wait until after I have my surgery to start that?
All right, how about this? How about we don't wait, because when people wait, it'll happen, but you could be last. So by the time everybody else gets theirs done, you've been to have your surgery by then.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
And when I say last, I don't mean that once it goes around, once it ends. Maybe it'll go around 2-3 times. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing it out there. But since Amaj is the captain, how about Amaj starts?
Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't got 30 jobs. But, okay.
All right. So then don't start then, motherfucker. Somebody else. I mean, I'll start it. How about
that?
We will not
have a show next week, okay? We will not. So Ron, don't text me.
Fuck you mean wrong? Like everybody else don't fucking text you. What are you trying to single me out for? Like I'm
no,
motherfucking.
Because you text and be like, so do we have a show? Because you know you text on another group chat.
I'm the only motherfucker who do that. I'm the only one who do that.
I just where you going?
It's a family reunion.
Who you have?
Okay, good for you. I'm going to a fan fest for the Panthers, so that's what I'll be. I'll be in Charlotte.
You and who?
You
and who? Your boyfriend?
Me and Keisha. Me, Keisha, and my friend.
Oh,
her friend.
Are you riding? Are you ever gonna? You going with a whole ass boyfriend? I'm talking about she going with Keisha. I'm picking Keisha up
in High Point, and we are going down to Charlotte, and we're
going
to
meet my friend. Who else you going with, Maj? Who's your friend?
Do we know this friend?
How long y'all been friends? Do we know this person?
We've been friends for a while.
Do we have to have a conversation?
We can have a brief meeting after the show since y'all need to be so nosy. We can have a brief meeting after the show.
But I gotta have a brief meeting. I know who you're going with your boyfriend.
Oh shit!
I don't have a boyfriend. I have a friend. But Keisha is riding with me. I have to pick her up in High Point. High Point is on the way to Charlotte. So, and we're going to see our guys. And the tickets, the person already has our tickets. So, yeah, we're excited. And we're going to write the links and everything.
Why wouldn't I invite him? Why can't I go with Keisha? Why can't I play wingman? Why can't I go with Keisha?
Because I had asked Keisha. And you're not a Panthers fan. You're an Eagles fan. How dare you?
I mean, I could have went down there representing my Eagles girl, but I'm just saying.
Not in no Panther fan fest. You'd be looking stupid.
No, I wouldn't have. Because when they had the fan fest, I needed to call
and
the 49ers. Cool
and Brady. And we are on the front row. You will not embarrass me on TV. You will not. You will not.
It tells you what you think about your friendship, right, Dre?
Exactly.
I'm not going to let you embarrass
me. I'm the embarrassing one. Okay.
But you're going to have an Eagle stuff at a Carolina Panthers fan fest. Why would you do that?
Because every time.
This is not for you.
You got like there ain't going to be other rival teams down there.
Are you mad or are you jealous?
No, because I just thought she was going with a whole ass boyfriend, but Why you hating, Taylor? Another wing person. She got another wing person. It look like she ain't got a whole ass boyfriend, but it's all good.
Ooh.
Yo, it's the full moon tonight, y'all. Y'all know that?
Yes. That's why this fool's been acting simple all week long.
Oh, jeez.
All week long. Got mad because I shared somebody else's shit that I grew up with. Got mad at that.
But then his stuff wasn't even shareable. You couldn't even share his shit.
Boom.
I should do that. My page is private. Oh, you ain't got time for that. You got time to text me about everything else.
That's
people, boy. I swear to God. One day, Black, we're going to get it together. I swear.
I know you're not talking. But anyway. So, we're
like
ready
all
to.
All your little shit. That's why I can't wait till you go back to Facebook jail, because you're going back for all the terrible shit you've been posting as of late. And I still been hitting the like button on you.
Well,
you
guys,
go to jail too as a co-conspirator.
Thank you.
I'm hitting the like button, so that way when I hit the like button, and then when it disappears, I know her ass is in Facebook jail.
So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. We thank you so much for listening, hanging out with us on the code. We appreciate you.
I mean, we talk
so
fast like she's sleepy.
I am sleepy. Nigga, I have worked both jobs the last 2 days. I am fucking sleepy and tired. I'm motherfucking tired.
So you ain't going to do no ball headed.
And I have to do
it. You ain't going to do no ball headed whole shit this week. Tonight.
First of all, I'm not ball headed, so I can't do ball headed whole shit.
You sleeping? Word. Let me go in here and crank up this PlayStation.
You go and you mess with that whole ass chick you like holding with.
Let's go. You talking about dreams and hoes.
So, if you want to have a quick little meeting about who I'm going through the game with, we can do it real quick. But everybody else, good night. Be blessed. Do everything that you think God would do in the weekend and more. And then tell me all about it.
Nobody got time for
that. Good night, Black people. Everybody say good night.
What about the white people? You ain't saying good night to them?
What about the aliens? You ain't saying good night to the aliens?
Okay. All right. How about we be inclusive? Okay. Good night, everyone, and everything.
Thank you. How about that?
Man, fuck everybody.
Jesus, not everything. Jesus Christ. Good night, and thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Goodbye.